hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from the Galapagos, my friends. Yes. And I came bearing gifts. Bill, the producer, is fortunate enough to have been thought about while I was in the Galapagos. I actually brought something back for him for the first time in several trips. I think the last time I brought you a gift back from one of my adventures, Bill, it was a bottle of...
It was a stinky bottle of it was a plastic, a reused plastic water bottle.
Recycled.
With a dark, stinky, stinky liquid in it called hardwood.
Yes, which would evidently... it's made from the bark of a tree in Dominica. And it supposedly is like a...
It was opened in the studio, and at the time, the studio was my office. And my office smelled as though a deer had come in, been scared, emptied its digestive system, and then died. That's what it smelled like in my office for a week and a half.
Well,
that was the last gift that I got from one of his travels.
But if you drink it, it evidently...
I'm sure it'll attract women from many, many miles away to come and point and look at me in disgust.
It's supposed to enhance your performance.
This is the best gift you have ever given me, Greg.
Yeah, well, from the Galapagos...
And one time you gave me a check.
You know, in the Galapagos, it's different. You know, you got everything from whale sharks to hammerheads, Galapagos sharks, and it's the only place on the planet where you're guaranteed to see boobies. And that was the main reason why I went there in the first place, of course. But I brought back a T-shirt for Bill, my producer. It says, I love boobies, and he's wearing that shirt today.
It also has two blue feet on it.
Well, that's what I mean. It's the boobies that you see in the Galapagos.
I'm 100% with you there.
The blue-footed boobies.
Yes. And also red-footed and yellow-footed and...
You know, I notice every time when I looked at the boobies, I never noticed what color their feet were.
But you know, I have a very similar thing with eye color.
Yeah.
Go on.
Interesting, huh? But at least you got the shirt.
Yes.
So I brought you back something nice.
Finally, and, something to wear.
We'll reflect more
wearing
on
just
my,
this shirt here in the studio.
Adventure it's in the Galapagos, thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures here in just a bit. But first, let's move into a different direction, a warmer place, because after spending a week in the Galapagos, one thing was confirmed, that I am indeed a warm water wuss, and I need a distraction, big time. And what better place to go for warmer water, clearer water?
If you were going to give me a choice, I would go to the Bahamas.
Okay, let's
do that.
That's
what I do.
Stuart Cove is on the line. Stuart, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, how are you?
I'm much better. I enjoyed the Galapagos, but it was way too cold for a warm water wuss like myself. So, first off, what is the water temp averaging there, you know, where your operation there is in Nassau Paradise Island?
Well, man, I just did a dive yesterday in the Tongue of the Ocean at the Autech Buoy, and it was 80 degrees.
Nice. That's what I'm
no
talking about. No wetsuit diving.
Now, that is a little bit unusual, because if you've ever, if you've ever watched Mythbusters go out to Stuart Cove's operation quite often, and you can tell when they're there because, well, Stuart's got Stuart Cove written in bright pink letters on the wetsuits that he has him wearing.
Well, of course.
It's pretty brilliant.
But, it's not needed because of the water temp. It's purely for marketing, right, Stuart?
That's exactly right. My wife makes them wear them.
Yes, exactly.
She makes me wear them too. I go and scream in Matt. I don't want the damn suit, but she
it's for
she
TV.
Wants that logo on there, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Smart thinking.
Stuart, you've been in operation how many years now? It's been a while.
Yeah, we started in 79, so we're, you know, over 30 years now. It's been a whole career.
Yeah, and it's been quite a colorful one as well. One of the most photographed and filmed destinations on the planet because of his connection with Hollywood and shows like Mythbusters and that kind of thing. And before we get into some of the things you've been doing lately...
let's talk about something you did 30 years ago.
Well, no. I mean, I just... before we get into just like, you know, the diving you've done lately.
Right.
Who has been over there lately? Have you been doing any productions, TV stuff lately or last few weeks or months or what?
We did a number of shows for Shark Week. One of the more notable ones, one was for the late show with Craig Ferguson.
Oh, yeah.
He came down here and learned to dive and fed the sharks.
It really? Was he sober long enough to learn to dive?
Well, hey... You don't need to be sober to dive.
Well, not in the Bahamas.
we just put like four safety divers on him. You know?
I understand. Okay.
Nice. Well, okay, cool. So you're still dabbling in that kind of stuff. And I know you're getting ready for the Dima show here in the next couple weeks, I guess, right?
Yeah, man. I always look forward to Dima. Go see all my colleagues.
Yep.
And, you know, it's out in Vegas again, which is certainly a great time.
Yeah, it will be a great time for sure. No question about it. I'm looking forward to catching up with some friends.
You know, and we spend a lot of time talking to people from different dive operations around the world. And one of the things that's great about Stuart's operation is that it's so easy to get to. I mean, it's the Bahamas. You think of it as another country. It must be hundreds of miles away. You do need a passport now. But it is an hour flight from Central Florida.
Yeah, if that, maybe.
I mean, that's
Florida,
it.
It's real close from New York, Toronto, the Northeast, you know, 3 hours. And we have daily flights from most major cities on the eastern seaboard and, of course, from Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Orlando.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the unfortunate things that divers, I think, suffer from sometimes is, and I can speak to this from personal experience from my trip in the Galapagos. So I'm talking to some of the other divers, and we're talking about our adventures with some of these hammerheads and Galapagos sharks that we're seeing, and they're asking me about some of the places I've been because of scuba radio and that kind of thing, and some of the shark diving that I've done. And I constantly, Stuart, go back to my little dive with you a few years ago when we did your shark dive, which is one of the best experiences you can have as a diver, and it is so easy to get to, and unfortunately sometimes... People, divers get this mentality is that you got to fly halfway around the world to really have truly an amazing experience. But that is not the case. How's the Stuart Cove shark dive doing these days?
Well, you know, I have some very good news about the shark dive here at Stuart Coves, as well as all the other dives throughout the Bahamas, and that we are working with the National Trust right now, the Bahamas National Trust, which is in charge of all our parks, and the Pew Foundation, and we're earmarking the Bahamas as the whole country as a shark reserve.
A shark reserve. Awesome.
The whole country. So
that's
very exciting. So that'll keep the, you know, we have very healthy shark populations in the Bahamas because you cannot export or have any kind of sale of shark products abroad. And there's no demand for sharks locally. We don't eat shark here. There's no shark consumed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you guys were making shark preserves.
No,
which
no.
I was wondering if they were going to be like strawberry preserves or...
That doesn't even sound appetizing.
it's great with peanut butter.
so the entire islands of the Bahamas, a shark reserve. That's great. I mean, you are obviously at the forefront of this effort because you've obviously featured sharks at your dive operation for many, many years.
It's also obvious because when you go to the meetings, you wear the wetsuit.
That's right. You know, it's very interesting. We haven't been real popular with a lot of scientists, you know, for the last couple decades because they reckon, like Yellowstone, you should not feed the bears. We should not be feeding animals in the wild, whether it be yellowtails or more eels. And now we have the Pew Foundation, which is a reputable, you know, nonprofit, internationally recognized. You know, they've been fighting for the bluefin tuna. But now they're all over the frickin', you know, the shark gate. I said, this is wonderful stuff. It's educating everyone. It's great for the reef. It's good for the animals. So I've done a complete 180 with a lot of these scientists. So that's very encouraging for the shark dives because they are very good for them.
I like the Pew Institute, but I don't find their chairs very comfortable.
Yeah, well, those pews, they're just too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, the thing is, he's so right. When you do those shark dives, and, is there a sense of adrenalism sometimes, especially with the one they do at Stewart Cove? Sure. But you learn about these animals in a way that's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You got to do the shark dive at Stewart Cove's, StewartCoves.com. Or they go to the new Bahamas Diving booking engine, bahamasdiving.com. They got some great air specials and deals available there as well. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagua, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Bahamas. And Bahama, and Walker's King. So come go with me, come on. You'll be money.
All right, I'm doing that in my mind right now because my ass hurts. That's a long story, and one we'll probably leave off the air.
Yeah, that's interesting because we could have just not mentioned the relative discomfort you have now and left it off the air.
Well, it's hard not to. Even though mentally I'm in Bimini right now listening to this music, it's rough. But we'll move on into other areas.
I can scarcely wait.
Including my trip to the Galapagos. Also in the studio with me today is Michael Cron from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club here in Central Florida. They got an event coming up next weekend you're going to hear all about. But first, Gary Hunt from Associated Oceans is on the line from clickanddive.com. And Gary, how you doing, buddy?
Greg, I'm doing good. How are you today?
I could be better. So we'll just move on.
Gee,
but yeah, exactly. I'm trying to focus on other things to get through today's little radio show, but we'll be fine. And you know, and I'm also looking forward to the Dima show, as I know you are as well, right?
You bet.
Yeah, and at clickanddive.com, this is a new website you can go to and find out about, you know, just about any dive site in the world, or, well, eventually it'll be that. Right now it covers, what, all of Florida and God knows. I mean, the database is building day in and day out, right?
Greg, we have six people putting information in daily. Right now we've got Bonaire, every dive site in Bonaire, every dive site in Curacao. I think we're working on Belize and St. Croix and the Virgin Islands. We've got Florida covered, the Maldives are covered, and we're just hitting it from all angles.
Now, I know that there was a little production problem when two of the guys figured out how to get themselves unchained from the computer, but other than that, things have been going along pretty well?
Yeah, but we caught them in time and got them back on the computer.
That's good.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. And once again, it's clickanddive.com, click the letter N, dive.com. Go there and check out this really amazing resource, where you can pretty much not only find the place that you want to dive, find the site, then it'll line up and say, here's some operators in that particular area, here's how much it costs, here's where you book it. You literally book it right there online. Everything you could ever want, from finding the place where you want to dive to booking it and securing everything, paying online, the whole thing, is right there and available through clickanddive.com. But that's not all of what you guys are dealing with here under the Associated Oceans banner, and I know we're working together on some presentations there at the Dima show. Are we allowed to share any of this stuff yet, or are we waiting for the big show here in a few weeks?
Greg, I'm going to tell you something that happened this week, and you and your audience is the first to know. We're now going to announce a partnership between Click and Dive and DAN, Divers Alert Network.
Nice.
Duke University. And secretly, for the last 6 months, they've been working to help us develop a mobile application that from the boat or anywhere, if you and your dive buddy are together and your dive buddy starts to show symptoms of the bends or some illness, we have an iPhone app that'll be in the Apple App Store January 1st that you can go into our system, access your medical information of your dive buddy through Dan's neurological assessment, press a button, and boom, it goes right to Dan. Real time, live, followed up by a call from their treating physicians who are standing by waiting for this information 24 hours a day.
Now, and I don't want to show too much of your hand, but I know a little bit of the work you're doing with the Roddenberry Institute as well, and by next year you hope to be able to actually beam your buddy through your iPhone application to the don't look at me like that to the chamber if he needs a visit. That's you're actually going to be able to beam him.
No, that's inversion too.
You promised you weren't going to say anything about that. That's a secret.
Yeah. See, Bill? Golly.
Bill, go ahead. You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to kill him now, Bill. I'm sorry, Greg.
I'm sorry.
You weren't supposed to say anything.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be the first time I've been asked to do that. I mean, that is a cool thing. I mean, just the fact that, Dan's on board with this now, too, that is huge. And still, even though we've kind of spilled the beans on this little announcement, there's still much more involved in what is being rolled out at the Dima show, right?
That's correct.
And so we're not going to give out everything, but just know that there's some big, big things in development that'll be debuted there at the Dima show, and you just got a little taste right there, thanks to Gary there at Click and Dive. So, Gary, I'm going to let you get back to it. We're going to get back on track with what we got to do, and I'll see you in a couple weeks in Vegas, and we'll knock it out of the park, I have a feeling.
I look forward to it. As always, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
And, Gary, if you don't mind, make sure you send me a little recap of what you talked with Greg about at Dima, because there's something about Las Vegas where all the information doesn't always come back cohesively, let's say.
Well, what happens in Vegas?
I don't remember what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Stays there
in
we
Vegas.
Go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Gary Hunt from Associated Oceans. Or better, just go to Click and Dive. Click the letter ndive.com. and check out that resource. And that little tidbit of information we shared with you, that isn't up there yet, but that obviously is going to be rolled out over the next few weeks, especially at the DEMA show.
I would like to address this to Steve, who sent me an email today about click and dive. We don't mean just click the letter N on your keyboard. We mean type in www.clicktheletterndive.com. Clickanddive.com.
Excellent. All right. So we got a lot to cover today. I got to share with you some reflections on my adventure in the Galapagos. If you didn't hear the broadcast from last Saturday, you heard, or you didn't hear, the broadcast from the Humboldt Explorer. Now, I got some more to add to that, because we had a few things happen after we wrapped up the broadcast, which was pretty amazing. However, before we get to that, we do have an in-studio guest today. Michael Cron from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club is with us. Michael, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Good to see you, Greg.
Yeah, now, me and Michael go way, way back. So, the Blue Dolphin Dive Club is a dive club that's been in, I don't know, how long has it been going on? For many, many years here in the Central Florida area, right?
We were founded here in Orlando, Orange County in 1992.
Well, there you go. So just a year before Scuba Radio started, they were kicking, and we've had people from the club come into the studio every once in a while. And, you know, Michael, I see Michael at the dive shows, and we wave and touch base a little bit here and there. But I don't think you've ever been into the studio to yourself, have
you? Nope, first time in.
Well, there you
go. Good to be here.
He's here today, and he's here to talk about an event coming up next weekend.
He has a much cooler beard than you have.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
You got me at the wrong angle here. So we're gonna change positions and then compare beards. Is that it?
Oh yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. In the studio with me, Michael Cron from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club here in Central Florida, which is where we originate our little show out of every other week when I'm not traveling the globe.
We're actually on every week, you know.
Yeah,
we don't originate the show here every week, but we are on the air every week.
Every week, yes.
Not every
other
week.
3 to 5 Eastern, Saturday afternoons. But Michael's here in our hometown. That's a better way to describe it.
Yes.
And he came into the studio today, not just to talk about the Blue Dolphin Dive Club, but an event that you guys are doing next week to support Dan, Divers Alert Network, right?
Absolutely. The 18th annual Roadkill Roast and Dan Fundraiser.
All right. Now, the Roadkill Roast. Now, there's a reason why I haven't showed up at this event over the years.
Sounds delicious.
And I'm not going to say it was the food, but there is an issue with that, I think, is it?
Well, we looked at having a barbecue or just a cookout, something like that. We wanted something that was different. And Roadkill Roast pretty well sums it up as different.
It's recycling.
That's it.
At its best. No, what is it? It's just a fun little name,
right? It's a barbecue. It's a cookout. We go ahead.
What are you barbecuing?
Whatever
armadillo.
We come up with on the way there.
Deer.
Flat cats, good as a single, or
armadillo.
Snack on the stack.
Nice. I like it. But the bottom line is you get the group together.
Absolutely.
And you guys have a, is it like an auction type of thing? Or
it is 100% auction. We we give folks the chance to go ahead and bring in their hopefully kindly used gear or anything they want to auction. And then we go ahead and we have sponsors like Scuba Radio that we go ahead and we ask for donations. And those items go out as 100% donation fundraiser. Anything we raise on the corporate sponsors goes 100% to Dan, and that goes ahead and keeps us on Dan's donors list. As we're one of the, in fact, we are the only Florida Platinum Club.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, you guys have been doing this for how many years now? This is the
18th annual.
18th annual Roadkill Roast here from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club. Yeah, we donated some prizes or some gifts for them to auction off. So we'll see how that goes. But I'll tell you what, let's take a break. Do a Dan tip. I want to find out more about some of the prizes you guys are offering and if anybody else can get in on some of this action. Who knows? But that's all coming up after a Dan tip right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network. Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 141. Parrotfish can't talk and won't say hello no matter how many times you try.
Well, you are a rare parrot teacher.
However, below 100 feet, some divers have reported seeing all types of fish and crustaceans performing show tunes.
And we will dance.
Hey, blowfish, can you do a little Liza Minnelli for me? Come on, a real blowfish would do it. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studios, Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are we going to talk about today, Nick?
Emergency assistance plans.
Something every diver should have.
No dive preparation can be considered complete without it.
An ounce of prevention and all that.
That and an emergency is no time to have to figure things out.
So how do you define an emergency assistance plan?
An emergency assistance plan, or EAP, is essentially thinking through ahead of time what your actions will be in the event of an emergency.
So what should be in that plan?
At the very least, your plan should contain emergency contact information and phone numbers, and it should include information specific to the dive site. For any location you're diving, you should know where emergency services are located, how to activate them, what kind of response time is involved, and what, if any, additional assistance you can expect. You should know where the nearest medical facility is located. If you're unfamiliar with the site, call ahead and get the answers you need.
What if you're diving a location with an established operation?
It's still a good idea to know their procedures. Find out what emergency equipment they have on hand and supplement whatever is necessary. Ask them what role you may or may not have to play, or what site-specific factors you may need to take into consideration.
Like what?
Like, is the dive site accessible to emergency vehicles? Are there medical facilities nearby? Are there medically trained people on the staff? That sort of thing. But regardless of what support you're expecting a dive operator to provide, you should still prepare a thorough enough plan that you can be self-sufficient if need be.
What else?
Any information that could be important should you or your dive buddy become incapacitated or unable to provide that important information should be included in your plan.
You mean like medical conditions or medication you're taking?
Exactly.
What about the means of calling for help itself?
That's a great question. We've all become pretty reliant on cell phones these days, but don't assume yours will work on the dive site. Many sites are remote enough that cell signals become unreliable. So either make sure yours will work, or find out where the nearest phone is located in case you need it. If you're in an especially remote location, you may want to consider taking a satellite phone along.
What about first aid information? I know I like to have information to reference so I don't have to rely on memory when someone else's safety is on the line.
Any emergency assistance plan should include basic first aid information that can serve as a reference for anyone who may have to render assistance.
How about emergency equipment?
A good plan will also include a checklist of emergency equipment, along with a notation for whether the equipment is being supplied by the individual diver or the dive site operator.
So, for example, if you rely on the operator or the dive leader to supply the oxygen unit...
Know where it is and ask to see it to confirm it's in working order.
What else?
Make sure your plan is written down and legible. Having the information doesn't do any good if you can't read it.
Should you share it?
Absolutely. Even though every diver should create his or her own plan, make sure you share yours with everyone diving with you. Let them know where the plan is located and what it contains. Ask them to share theirs with you, too.
How often do you need to update your emergency assistance plan?
Ideally, you'll double-check the information prior to every visit to a particular dive site. But realistically, many of us have sites we dive repeatedly throughout a given season. So in that case, at least once a year. Contact numbers and procedures do change, so don't ever assume that the information you have is current.
Because even the Dan emergency hotline number has changed.
That's right. Yep. It's now 919-684-9111.
Have the hotline procedures changed?
It's even easier to use now. It's still available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, but you can call it now for both diving and non-diving emergencies.
Cool. But creating an emergency assistance plan, I have to be honest. It seems like a lot of work.
I know it does, but it doesn't have to be. Even just the basics take only a few minutes to gather, and a lot of the information, like your personal information and the number to the Dan hotline, remains static from site to site. So it's really just the specifics of a given site that change. You don't have to start at square one every time.
Why not just create a template on a computer and fill it out when you need it?
That's a great way to go. That way, you're halfway home before you even start. If you need some help thinking through that template, you can find sample emergency assistance plans in training manuals and other dive texts.
Maybe it's not so hard.
It's easy and well worth the time.
Sounds like a plan to me. Emergencies are a time of action, not planning. Create your plan ahead of time so you'll have it to follow if you need it. A few basic facts can make a lot of difference. So take the time to generate an emergency assistance plan as part of your dive preparation. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, those weekly friendly reminders was one of the many things Dan does to help us be safer underwater. And Michael Cron from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club here in Central Florida is participating to do his part to support Dan's good efforts with the Roadkill Roast, 18th annual Roadkill Roast, which is next weekend, right?
That's
right.
Them's Dan Good Eats.
Mm-hmm. And but it's next weekend, November, what is that?
6th.
The 6th, which also happens to coordinate with Dan's 30-year anniversary gala that they're having there at headquarters next weekend. You'll hear
actually coincide.
What did I say?
Coordinate.
Yeah?
Well, you probably can't make both events.
Well, I can't. Well, actually, maybe I can. Maybe
one of them's at Duke University. The other one's in Central Florida.
But I'm really fast. And but we're going to cover it one way or another, both events, as we see fit. But it was just a coincidence that you guys ended up having
absolutely
your Roadkill Roast during their 30-year anniversary party. But we'll cover that next week on the show. But if you want to participate in the Roadkill Roast, you can do this, right, Michael?
Absolutely. We invite everybody, divers, non-divers, folks, friends, co-workers, anybody that wants to come out, because it supports a great cause.
Yeah, and before I forget, how can they connect with you? Is there a website we can give out real quick?
We're on Facebook, the Blue Dolphin Dive Club, Roadkill Roast, and they can. My email address is on that, so they can go ahead and contact me, and I can get them the information, and also get them the latest edition of the bidders list on what's being offered.
Right, yeah. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because you're thinking, okay, so they have an auction for some of this stuff, like, you know, we contributed a nice little scuba radio package of a Nanook protective case, a few hundred dollars value there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Just doing what we can. But you've gotten some really cool things for people to bid on that will help raise money for Divers Alert Network, right?
Rick, we have gotten some really great corporate sponsors this year, and a tip of the hat and a shameless plug for Coco View Resort, Roatan Charters, is giving us an 8-day, 7-night package, all-inclusive for one. It's an $1,100 value.
Nice.
The crew, the folks down at Enchance Denay on St. Lucia, is donated 4 days, 3 nights for two people, all inclusive. That's a $2,900 package.
Wow.
Also, Aggressor Cruises, our friends there, are donated a $500 gift certificate good towards any of their boats worldwide.
Cool.
J.W. Fisher's has given us a $500 gift certificate good towards the purchase of any of their underwater metal detectors.
Nice. And I think something important as you're going through these sponsors, you didn't buy these at some sort of reduced price that you have to offset. They were given. These were donations for the cause.
For the cause. So that means 100% of anything that's bid on, whoever gets the winning bid, 100% of that will go to Divers Alert Network.
Excellent.
And we've also, DV Resorts Flamingo in Bonaire has donated a 4-day package. Sea Experience out of Fort Lauderdale has given us two dives with their operation.
Cool.
Rum Reggae has donated 5 of their beautiful shirts that they're always at the DEMA show, and they go ahead and do the outfitting. And these folks have all come forward, stepped up, even in the rough times and giving us these items.
Well, Scuba Radio will not be undone. I know we've already given the Nanook case, but here in the studio, I see five cinnamon raisin bagels, and we would like to sweeten the deal by adding five cinnamon raisin bagels to the Scuba Radio package.
Yes.
And you can just knock this mold right off. I mean, I don't think it goes deep. I think it's surface mold.
Does the plastic spoon come with it to help scrape it?
You know what? I think we can
I've got
throw
some
that
mold
in.
Blaster. I will give you some mold blaster and a little paper cup to go with that. You're going to pour the mold blaster on.
You sure that's that mold? Is that mold, or could that just be blue cheese?
Either way. It could go either way.
Yeah. Just depends on your perspective and how you look at it.
Just keep Dan number handy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think you're coming down with a little, think you're coming down with a little infection, maybe the penicillin will help.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand and all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master back from the Galapagos. We're going to talk about that in just a bit with Clay from Explorer Ventures. Probably the top of hour two. But first, you know, I got to catch up on some viewer mail. Got an email this week from a guy who suggested we do a cheap radio stunt. I don't know where he thinks that we would stoop to such
perhaps
tactics.
He's listening.
Oh, yeah, good point. But evidently, this time, some DJs in Australia beat us to the punch. Now, we are Scuba Radio.
And you know what? That's something which would, that makes me angry, because we are always the first to get to the punch. And sometimes so early that it hasn't been doctored yet, which also angers
me. Well, usually we're the ones to spike it, and you're usually the first ones to get to it. Exactly.
Yes. So to let Australians, of all people, Australians beat us to the punch is, it's almost embarrassing.
It's just
right?
Not right, mate.
There we are.
So here, Jonesy and Amanda, this talk show, morning show in Sydney, Australia, evidently broke a record for the world's longest underwater radio broadcast last week.
Now, here's something which they don't promote. They also set the record for the world's stupidest underwater broadcast.
Well, you know, when I first saw this story, you know, basically said, Greg, you guys ought to take a look at this. You and Bill easily could break this record with your eyes closed. You've been doing scuba radio for how long? Surely this would be easy, because these guys, they went and broadcast underwater for 3 hours. We do 4 hours every week.
Every single week, full immersion.
Yes. And so he was like, yeah, surely you guys could do this. You don't want to let these guys
steal. Why does he think your name is Shirley?
Your thunder down under.
Good point.
And I said, well, you know, I looked at it and I said, first question was, why would we do such thing? Why would
That's
we
a good question.
Such...
That is a fine, fine question, though.
And then I thought, wait a minute, it's 3 hours to get my name in the Guinness Book of World Records? This would be a cakewalk. I didn't like that guy who was trying to break the record for longest underwater dive of like 8 days.
Good point.
I was like, 3 out 4 hours? Heck, we can knock that out in a weekend. During the show, it wouldn't add any more time to our already,
you know, we don't do a lot of
broadcast schedule.
We don't do a lot of pre-show prep. Honestly, we'd have to show up a little early, make sure the tanks are filled. Probably need to put somebody else in the water.
We'll
with
do
us.
It at the Living Seas at Epcot. Make them do all that.
You know, you make a strong argument
all
right there.
We
got
to do is show up and jump in.
I'm with you.
The only part that I read the. You know, their little synopsis of their event, which
yes.
they pulled it off and, you know, got their little 15 seconds of fame.
Mm-hmm. I think it's supposed to be 15 minutes, but move forward.
Well, it's 15 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
This isn't that big of a deal?
Yeah. No.
Would it be a big deal if we did it?
Oh, yeah.
Huge deal.
Yeah. Huge. But it was like she talks about how she had to go to the bathroom.
Ah.
In front of her friends. And
yes.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. 3 hours for that is a big bit of a long time. And then
I will tell you, there are no friends that I dive with who I have not gone to the bathroom in front of.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. You know, if you're in an aquarium, if you're doing it in an aquarium
yes.
setting like
yes.
Living Seas at Epcot, first
yes.
of all, politically correct?
Yeah, no.
To relieve yourself in an aquarium at Disney? Nah, probably not. Secondly, the water's probably pretty cold. Because these aquarium sites, they have that Pacific type of 73 at Epcot, Michael tells me. He knows. He's dove that place. That is cold water.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be down underwater for 3 hours plus,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have to dry suit it.
Apparently, he thinks it would be a small problem.
And if you dry suit it, now you've got a problem of relieving yourself.
Yes, now you've got an issue.
Because then you're talking about a dry suit bladder thing, right, Michael?
Absolutely.
Have you done the dry suit thing?
Long ago.
Long ago. You have to have one equipped with a special valve.
It says wimp across my chest also.
Yes, warm water wuss. WWW. And, that could create a problem. So, as much fun... And, you know, the accolades of being in the Guinness Book of World Records might be.
Now, let's ask this
I'm
question.
I'm thinking this is too much trouble.
Let's ask this question. What if, instead of that, we just did it in somebody's pool?
Oh, now, you know what? A jacuzzi. We've already done a broadcast from a jacuzzi.
I will tell you.
Actually, we already hold the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest broadcast from a jacuzzi. We just never got the Guinness Book of World Record peoples to certify it. That's all we got to do.
Is go and get them to certify something that we did 5 years ago?
We are the world's first and only radio show devoted to diving. That alone ought to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, because we're the only people dumb enough on the planet to do it.
Yeah, that is a hard argument to counter.
Yeah. So, hey, why aren't we already in the Guinness Book of World Records? That's what we need. We need to just call them up and tell them, hey, do you know we've already done this, 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 and this? And maybe we could get our names in there, Bill.
That's not typically how it works. They usually make you, you know, demonstrate it.
Well, they can go back and listen to a show on the internet or something.
That's because nothing can be faked with radio.
Never! Never!
Everything is exactly what it seems to be.
Yes. So says
the man. So says the man not wearing pants.
Oh, how I wish some of those illusions were
in fact illusions.
Yes. All right, hour two is on deck. We're going to talk about the Galapagos and then some coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Come on, Guinness, start listening. That's why it's hot under the water.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.